Hi, this is Winners Chapel International, New York. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We hope this inspires you, builds your faith, and motivates you. Please make sure you subscribe to get new messages every week. Enjoy the message.
Our subject of focus is understanding how God leads, and we are in part four in this service this morning. Understanding how God leads. Remember, this month is the month of destiny. I am a child of destiny. Destiny in the kingdom is as far as our eyes can see. In Genesis chapter 13, verse 14 to 15, God told Abraham, and the Lord said to Abraham, after Lot has separated from him, lift up your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward. For all the land which you see, I will give to you and your descendants forever. So in the kingdom, there is no limit to our destiny. It is as far as your eyes can see. If you liken north, south, west, and east to Genesis, to Malachi, and Matthew, to Revelation, anything you can see from the scripture, any word of God that can appear to you, you can fulfill it. There is no limit. We have a destiny of no limit in Christ, but we can only move from one phase to another by following the leading of the Spirit. That's why this month is very, very crucial. Beginning from this month, you will be led by the Spirit of God. You will not take any wrong step again in the precious name of Jesus Christ. In Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18, the Bible says the path of a just is like a shining light that shines more and more. So there is no end to it, as far as your eyes can see. And Jesus, before he left, he told the disciples in John chapter 14, verse 12, and remember, whatever he says to one, he says to all. He told the disciples, but the same thing is applicable to us. He said in John 14, 12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he shall do also. And greater works. Somebody say greater works. So we are not even limited by what Jesus did. We are meant to do greater works. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus, from this service, you will advance in the course of your destiny. For as many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So if you are a son of God, if you are a child of God, you are meant to be led by the Spirit of God. And from today, the Spirit of God will continue to lead you in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, we have been examining how to access divine guidance or how to access divine direction. And this is part four. In part one, just for us to know what we have covered, we said you must be born again. You must be baptized in the Holy Spirit. You must be clothed with humility. And you can be led through the voice of the Spirit. And we said two proofs of being led is the peace of God and liberty of the Spirit. In part two, we said you must be spiritual to be led. And you have to crave, you have to desire to be led in order to be led. And also we said through the revelation of the word, when the word is revealed. And we said two proofs of being led is supernatural insight. There will be insight, there will be depth, there will be revelation and divine strength. You have both spiritual, physical, emotional, psychological strength to fulfill whatever mission God has committed to you. And last week in part three, we said through prayer and fasting and through being in love with God and through visions and revelations. And we said two proofs is supernatural confidence and supernatural favor. This morning, the Holy Spirit is going to be opening us up to three more ways that we can be guided and two more proofs before we go into encounter with destiny. And God is going to show us how to encounter destiny, the plan and the purpose of God for us. Now, number one for this service, how to access divine guidance. Number one, you must create a serene and quiet environment. You must create a serene and quiet environment, both physical and spiritual. Both physical and spiritual. God hates disorderliness. God hates rowdiness. God is not in a place where there is disorderliness, where there is loudness, where there is when things are not done in an appropriate way. So that's in the realm of the physical. There must be a quiet environment. But beyond that, your spirit must also be quiet. You must create a very quiet spirit. God is not a God of confusion. He wants to catch you at your very quiet moment. But our world today is so loud. Not as in industrial noise that we hear everywhere, but so many things are calling for our attention. So many distractions that is taking people away from God. That is not making people to be quiet in their spirit to listen to God. A lot of people listen to so many other things, Facebook, YouTube, and all the social media, news. So all of these things are creating noise in our heart. So it's limiting the way God can access us. But God does speak in a serene and quiet environment. Anyone that must hear God must separate himself. That's why you see great men of God, whenever they really want to tackle a very important issue, they separate themselves from the crowd. If you are always in the midst of crowd, always in the midst of friends, all you'll be hearing is your friends. That's why you see children, when they sleep, they have a lot of dreams. Some will wake up in the night and say, "Oh, mommy, mommy, mommy." And some of them, if you observe them when they are sleeping, they're either laughing or jumping or doing some things. That is what they watched before they sleep. So that's the same thing that happens if you an adult that wants to hear God. If you concentrate on the things of the world and you don't have a quiet time, a personal time that you devote to do the things of the spirit, to separate, to be quiet, to hear God, you're not going to hear him. All you'll be hearing when you sleep and when you dream is all the things you watched, all the things you paid attention to. We saw this in Elijah in 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 11 to 13. Then he said, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord. And behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountains and broke the rocks in pieces before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice." You know, some of us will pray, "Oh God, come like thunder. Oh God, come like wind." Yes, God can manifest in all of these parameters, but the way for you to hear God is in the quietness of your spirit. So it was, verse 13, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. Suddenly, somebody say suddenly, a voice came to him and said, "What are you doing here?" So he heard the still small voice. A still small voice. Verse 12. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. I pray in the name of Jesus right now, as you are hearing my voice, you are hearing the voice of God through my voice in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, number two, we also hear God through the ministry of teaching priests. We hear God through the ministry of teaching priests. And teaching priests can be your WSF minister. It can be your pastor. It can be anyone that is in the capacity to teach you the word of God. It can be through the administration of anointed man of God, possibly on YouTube or whatever message you are hearing on podcast. Teaching priests, anyone that is bringing the true word of God. But you have to be very careful. There are so many voices all over the world today. So you have to be very selective. You have to be very careful in what you are listening to. If you don't know what to listen to, you better just hold on to what you have. God has given you a pastor in this place. God has given us an apostle by this commission. You better just hold on to the one you know you can hear the pure word of God. Teaching priest. Because the voice you hear determines on the voice that is speaking through the speaker. If you are hearing the voice, if you are hearing a man that is not hearing God, all you'll be hearing is what he's hearing. But if you are hearing a man that hears God, then you'll be hearing the voice of God. This morning I pray in the name of Jesus, someone here will hear the voice of God. In 2 Chronicles chapter 15 verse 3, "For a long time Israel has been without the true God, without a teaching priest, and without law." And if you read it further, they couldn't hear God because there was no teaching priest. But I pray in the name of Jesus in this service this morning, someone will hear God. Somebody shared a testimony with me that she wanted to make a decision in the family, and the family actually prayed and to come out with either of the decision to make. And one section of the family advised her to choose one, and the other section advised her to choose the other. So they didn't really conclude. So as they came into the service, I think first Sunday, 3 Sundays ago or thereabout, as I was teaching like this, I was teaching on lots. Anybody remember when I was teaching on casting lots and I cited the example of when I wanted to pick either biology or mathematics? And I said, this day, you don't need to cast lots. All you need to do is to ask God. And that the proof that God speaks to you is when you have peace, the one that gives you peace. That's the one. And that's how the Holy Ghost ministered to her. She already had one of the two that gave her peace, and the other one was giving her anxiety. So there was no need to even conduct an election in the house. How many support is that? She just went straight, and that was the voice of God. She had that when she was hearing her pastor. I pray in the name of Jesus this morning, somebody will hear the voice of God in the name of Jesus Christ. One other way that we hear God's voice is through praise and worship. So that's why praise and worship section is not a time to while away time. Praise and worship section is not what we do when we are waiting for the pastor to arrive or when we are waiting for the next thing to do in agenda. It's not a filling the gap form of event. Praise and worship is a quality time devoted to praise God so that we can hear his voice. In Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29 to 30, it says, you shall have a song and as in the night when a holy festival is kept, and gladness of heart as when one goes with a flute to come into the mountains of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel. Then the Lord will cause his glorious voice to be heard. So as you are praising God, as you are worshiping God, then you begin to hear the voice of God. That was the same thing that happened in 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 10 to 12. I'm going to read the encounter. 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 10. The king of Israel said, alas, that the Lord has called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. But Jehoshaphat said, is there not here a prophet of the Lord that we may inquire of the Lord by him? And one of the king of Israel's servants answered and said, here is Elisha, the son of Shaphat, which poured water on the hands of Elijah. And Jehoshaphat said, the word of the Lord is with him. Read that. The word of the Lord is with him. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom. Now, these three kings, they were faced with battle that was stronger than them, and they didn't know what to do. The king of Israel, Jehoshaphat, and the king of Edom. Now, they needed to hear instruction from God. They didn't know what to do, and they believed God speak through his prophet. So they were asking if there was a prophet, and luckily for them, they figured out that Elisha was alive. Verse 13, and Elisha said unto the king of Israel, what have I to do with thee? Get thee to the prophets of thy father and to the prophets of thy mother. And the king of Israel said unto him, nay, for the Lord has called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. And Elisha said, as the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, surely, were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, I would not look toward thee, nor see thee. But now, bring me a minstrel. That's where we got the name of our anointed minstrel. Bring me the minstrel. And it came to pass, when the minstrel played, that the hand of the Lord came upon him. So it was when the minstrel began to play, began to worship God, that the hand of God came upon the prophet, and he released the prophetic word to them. And it came to pass, when the minstrel played, that the hand of the Lord came upon him, and he said, thus says the Lord, make this valley full of ditches. For thus says the Lord, ye shall not see wind, neither shall ye see rain. Yet that valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle and your beasts. And this is but a light thing in the sight of the Lord. He will deliver the Moabites also into your hand. And ye shall smite every fenced city and every choice city, and shall fell every good tree and stop all wells of water, and mark every good piece of land in stones. And it came to pass in the morning, when the meat offering was offered, that behold, there came water by the way of Edom, and the country was filled with water. And then all the Moabites heard that the kings were come up to fight against them. They gathered all they were able to put on armor, and upward and stood in the border. And they rose up early in the morning, and the sun shone upon the water. And the Moabites saw the water on the other side as real as blood. And they said, this is blood. The kings are surely slain, and they are smiting one another. Now, therefore, Moabite to the spoil. And when they came to the camp of Israel, the Israelites rose up and smote the Moabite, so that they fled before them. But they went forward smiting the Moabites, even in their country. Praise the Lord. Now, the long and short of the story is this. They engaged the prophet, and the prophet said, bring me the minstrel. And as the minstrel sang, the voice of God came. There's not going to be rain, there's not going to be, but the valley will be filled with water. Now, that was a miracle. They were able to drink water and also water for their animals and all of the other things. But the next miracle was, now the next day, the sun shone upon the water and it looks like blood. So when the Moabite that was supposed to come and fight them saw the water, they were seeing blood. So they said, oh, all the kings are dead. Look at their blood. Now let's go and take all their properties. That's what they do. When you win a war, you go and gather the spoil. So let's go and gather the spoil. So as they were going to gather the spoil, I believe they didn't go with any ammunition. They were just enjoying, maybe just relaxing. And this king attacked them and killed all of them, even to their country. Look at the miracle of God. I decree the name of Jesus, all your enemies will be put to silence. But you need to hear God. You need to hear how God speaks. You need to hear the strategy God is going to use. And this came when the prophet asked for the minstrel to praise God, to worship God. So one way we can access the voice of God is by praising God, is by worshiping God, praise and worship. So praise and worship section is a time to be taken seriously. It's not a time for our mind to stray away. Praise the Lord. And I pray in the name of Jesus, even in this service today, as we praise God and worship God some more, someone will see, hear the voice of God. And quickly this morning, what are the biblical proofs of being led by the Spirit? Now, when you are being led by the Spirit, what are the proofs? You have mentioned other proofs, like having the peace of God, like having liberty of the Spirit, like having supernatural insight. But what are the more proofs this morning? Number one, pressure-free adventure. Pressure-free. You do things with no pressure. You feel God in everything you do. You feel the hand of God. That's what God's servant has said concerning this commission. There has never been any project that has put us under pressure, because we don't do anything except God commands it. So pressure-free adventure. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Our ways are ways of pleasantness, and all our paths are peace. No pressure at all, but peace and pleasantness. Number two is supernatural joy. God is not going to lead you and put you in a sad mode. No, supernatural joy. When God leads, he also supplies the joy, because a broken spirit dries the bone. So you need the joy of the Lord. In Psalm 89 verse 15, it says, blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. If you reverse it, those who walk in the light of your countenance will enjoy the joyful sound. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus Christ, as a proof of God's leading, you will enjoy a pressure-free adventure. You will enjoy supernatural joy in the name of Jesus. In Psalm 16, verse 11, the word says, thou shalt show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand there are pleasures forevermore. I decree from this service today, you will not take the wrong step again. In Jesus' precious name. Now, on this encounter with destiny service, it's important for us to know that each and every one of us have glorious destiny in Christ Jesus. A glorious destiny. In Romans chapter 8, verse 29 to 30, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. So you can see our destiny is glorious. Therefore, don't let anyone prophesy any evil to you. When you are a child of God and you are born again, you have a glorious destiny. Watch who prophesies into your life. Watch who declare things into your life. The word of anything that does not go in line with the word of God is not acceptable. The word of God says your destiny is glorious. In 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. So God has called you into glory and into virtue. And number two, we must also understand that our destiny is a prosperous one. We have a prosperous destiny. We have a prosperous destiny. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, that ye through his poverty might become rich. So you have a prosperous destiny. Don't let anyone say that, oh, Christianity is different from prosperity. No, Christianity is prosperity. As a child of God, your destiny is a prosperous one. Not just in finances, but in health. He said, I wish above all things that will prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So you're going to prosper financially, prosper in your health, prosper in your soul. You know, when your soul prospers, it means your mind is alert. Your mind is active. It means you are very intelligent. It means when they want somebody to commit a greater tax to at work, they'll be looking for you because you have the mind of Christ. And the more the tax you are able to accomplish, the more proceeds, the more income, the more benefit comes your way. And that's who you are. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus from today, begin to enjoy a prosperous destiny. And number three, we have a royal destiny. I said we have a glorious destiny, we have a prosperous destiny, and we have a royal destiny. So you are not, your destiny is not a peasant destiny, your destiny is not a slavery destiny. Black is not synonymous to lack. It is not the color or the race that make you. It is what the world says you are. So don't let anybody confuse you. Don't let anybody deceive you that you are inferior or that you cannot do it. No, you have a royal destiny. God has made you a king and a priest to reign on the earth. You are not meant to reign in the church alone. You are not meant to reign when we get to heaven. You are meant to reign on the earth. So I see here seated and under the sound of my voice, great community leaders. I see here seated under the sound of my voice, presidents of nations, governors of cities and states, mayors in the name of Jesus Christ, head of department, commissioners in the name of Jesus Christ, ministers, great people on the earth that is affecting their generation, because your destiny is royal. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. And number four, we have an enviable destiny. We have said this and we cannot overemphasize it. Just like in Isaac, God blessed him to the point that the Philistines envied him. There's a kind of blessing that God will release upon somebody under the sound of my voice today, that your world will begin to envy you. At your place of work, they'll begin to envy you. Even in your family, they will begin to envy you. You know, there's a point of blessing you receive, even the member of your family will begin to envy that. We are also praying now, but why is he? Praise the Lord. I decree in the name of Jesus Christ, God is launching you to that kind of enviable destiny in Jesus' name. We saw that in Genesis chapter 26, verse 12 to 14. And just like Isaac, Galatians 4:28. We are also children of promise. But our destiny is glorious. We have a prosperous destiny, a royal destiny, enviable destiny. But how can we enter into this destiny? Five keys. Number one, be spiritually minded. Be spiritually minded. Put your spirit at it. When you hear things like this, don't say, well, I don't believe in all of those things. Destiny, anything can happen to anybody. That's not destiny. Anything can happen to anybody. Sera. That's faith, F-A-T-E. That's the belief system of the world. Your destiny is unique, is distinct, is glorious. Now, how do you access it? Be spiritually minded. Don't base your mind on the things of the world. Romans chapter 8, verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death. And when you are dead, can you fulfill a glorious destiny? No. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Number two, be God loving. God is a custodian of your destiny. So you have to love him in order to open it up for you. You must love God. When you love God, you will love his word. When you love God, you will love his house. When you love God, you will love what God loves. And God loves souls. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. When you love God, you will keep his commandment. When you truly love God, nothing will separate you. Just like Apostle Paul. In Romans chapter 8, verse 35 to 38, it says, what shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness? Some, if they face any small challenge, they turn away from Christ. Small little challenge. But when you truly love God, no matter the challenge, you will hold on to him. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus, the love of God will burn utter and utter in your life this morning in Jesus' name. That's why Paul said, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, it has not come to the heart of man, what the Lord is said to do by his spirit to those who love him. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 to 10. And number three, key in entering into destiny, be open to the revelation from the word. Be open to the revelation from the word. The word of God comes in diverse ways. Now, you are hearing me right now. Remember where I started from. The Lord appeared to Samuel in Shiloh by his word. If God is going to open your destiny, he will open it by his word. One scripture I also read when I started was Isaiah chapter 29, verse 11 to 12. The vision of God is like a book. So be open to the revelation from the word. When you are reading the word, pay attention. Don't read it like history. Lord, what are you saying? When you are hearing the word, the pre-recorded word or the word on social media, pay attention to what God is going to be speaking to you. When you are under the word this way, pay attention to what God is saying, because you never can tell when your own word can come. That's why avoid distractions. If I thank God for this coronavirus, like I said, there's less distractions. Before, everywhere is filled up. Maybe the word is going. Somebody is tapping you, showing something to you. And that's the time your word is going. You miss that. Maybe that's the time you want to go to the bathroom. You miss that opportunity. Maybe that's the time your unit member is calling you to come and take one assignment or another. You miss it. Or maybe that's the time you sat in a particular place and you are not paying attention. Pay full attention. Open to the revelation of the word. The word of God is the vital medium of encounter with destiny. It has happened to me. We have heard it from God's servants several times. All the encounter God's servants had till date is by the word. By the word of God. By the word of God. And I've had three major encounters in life by the word. Hearing the voice of his servant from the word of God. I remember in 2003, I was believing God for a job, and the service was rounding up, and I was also almost getting set to go and drive the people back home. Remember, I was serving in bus service department, and God's servant said, this month of January will not come to an end until your miracle is delivered. It was as if I was the only one that had that voice. I was hearing his voice, but it was the voice of God I was hearing. That same month, I got my appointment letter where I submitted application for several months. The job that I really desired to do, I got it, and the job says resume 31st of January. To me, it doesn't make sense. Why not wait for February? But because the prophetic word said this month of January. And I believe it. So that's how God speaks. And that's a chapter of destiny that opened up for me. Long story short, that was the same job I was doing in Nigeria when I came to the United States. That was the same job I continued to do. Because the company I was working for in Nigeria, the headquarters was here in the United States of America. Look at that. So I would have come to America and just start doing anything if God did not open that chapter of destiny. So when you are in church, you are listening to the voice of your pastor. You are not hearing him. Be positioned to hear God. When you are studying the word of God, be positioned to hear God. Also, I remember in 2009, that was my destiny into ministry. Remember the first one, destiny into career. Now, this one, destiny into ministry. It was Shiloh, 28 Shiloh. In 2009, I was hearing God's servant, and I heard God's voice through him. Now the time to start Winners Chapel, Minnesota. And when God calls you into ministry, he won't say, I call you as a pastor. He will call you and give you an assignment. Then the assignment will define what your title is. I knew that was my long-awaited calling into ministry because I've had several encounters of calling into ministry. I said, well, God, I need confirmation from God. Praise the Lord. And this past Shiloh, I had an encounter with the word, strict encounter with the word of God. Praise God. So God speaks through the voice of his servant. God speaks through his word. Whether you are reading it or you are hearing the one who has heard God, especially. I pray in the name of Jesus, somebody here under the sound of my voice will hear the voice of God. And a new chapter will be opened unto you. And number four, be committed to walking in the Spirit. Be committed to walking in the Spirit. Because if you are not walking, if you are spiritual and you are not walking in the Spirit, you can't hear God. Because God can speak anywhere. You can be driving, don't be distracted. God can speak. You can be in the house, God can speak. You can even be in the restaurant, God can speak anywhere. But you have to be walking in the Spirit. In Revelation chapter 1 verse 10, it says, I was in the Spirit on the last day, and I heard behind me a great voice of a trumpet. Number five, be committed to a life of prayer and praise. And this is where we're going to stop, and we're going to demonstrate it. Be committed to a life of prayer and praise. Now, the three encounters I told you, they are major encounters. But there are other smaller ones in between. And this one comes daily. You know, God just telling you some things you need to do, some decisions you need to make, recommendations you need to make via his word. But this to me comes through prayer. I pray the same way I hear the word every day. I pray every day. And when I pray, I am expectant to hear God. I've shared with you my secret. I have a book that is called The Voice. When I start a prayer, whether praying kingdom advancement prayer or any form, I write the date and the time to hear God. And there's hardly any prayer session that I don't hear the voice of God. Praise the Lord. And of course, when it's time to praise God. So you can make it your habit of worshiping and praising God and praying. Praying. That's how you can hear the voice of God. And of course, each time we talk about prayer, you know, fasting is also coupled with it. If you want it to be on an expressway. Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3 says, call unto me and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things which you do not know. And of course, we saw in Abraham, as he was believing God and waiting on the expectation, the promise to be fulfilled, in Romans chapter 4, verse 17 to 21, it was even against hope. Verse 18, the Bible says he believed in hope and he continued to praise God until his miracle was delivered. Verse 20, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. They were strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that he had promised he was able to perform. Now, with all these keys this morning, I believe that someone here will hear God for the next chapter of your destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. Like I said, destiny has no limit. You might have been launched into a particular phase of your life. God wants to move you forward. He said in Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 3, you have tarried on this mountain long enough. You have been on one chapter long enough. He says, move northward. I decree in the name of Jesus, someone here under the sound of my voice, in-house, online, will begin to hear God clearly. And I decree in the name of Jesus, a new chapter of destiny will be opened unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, I want to give you opportunity this morning. Everyone under the sound of my voice, you want to rededicate your life to Jesus. Or you want to surrender to Jesus. You want to be able to hear him. You don't want to struggle again. You don't want to follow your own path, for there is a way that looks right to man. The end is a way of destruction. You want to hear God. You want to follow God so as to maximize the blessings of God upon your life. I want to pray for you. It's just to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. And that's the open door. That's the beginning. Please pray this prayer with me. You want to make that decision to receive Jesus or to rededicate your life. Lord Jesus, I come to you today. Realize that I've sinned and falling short of your glory. I believe you died for me on the cross of Calvary. Therefore, Jesus, come into my life. Wash away my sins with your precious blood. Come into my life today. I receive you as my Savior, and I receive you as my Lord. I rededicate my life to you. Father, sanctify me and give me the grace to follow you all the days of my life. Thank you for hearing me. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you for listening to Winners Chapel International New York's podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and share the link with your friends and family. Visit us online at www.winnerschapelny.org and fellowship with us online on our YouTube channel, Winners Chapel International New York. Have a blessed week. God loves you. See you next time.